Welcome to Upper Class Radio. It's Marquise, your host for today, and today we're going to be discussing credit repair. I'm basically going to tap in and teach people how to go ahead and start clearing your credit and building your credit. And when I say building credit, this segment is basically all about removing negative items off of your credit report, and that's it. It isn't about the other things that goes into effect on building your credit and making sure that you're sitting pretty in that 750, 800, 0% interest rate. We're just gonna sit back and relax first, and I'll teach you all about everything real shortly. So just stay tuned. Man, I like that song, dude. And the video behind it, though, it was different. It took me like a few times to really grasp what dude was talking about, but it was definitely different, and I kind of like the route that he's going. It's like every time he drops music, it has something along the effect of something political or just very, very one of those touchy subjects. And I like it. I think I like Childish Gambino. I hope he don't retire from music. I know he said he was going to do that when Redbone dropped, but, you know, hopefully that isn't the case. But, yeah, so enough about that. I was just talking with my dog about Childish Gambino, man. I really enjoy his music and everything that he stands for. He's a good person, but look, so... Credit repair. Credit repair. That's the topic for today. And let's just jump right into it. So, the reason credit repair works, first off, credit repair works because you basically send in a letter. People like, send the letter. That's all it takes for me to get my shit deleted. I should have sent. Yeah. Yes. All you doing is sending letters. Not to knock anybody that does the credit repair, because a lot of people just don't have the time to just sit there and create the letters, get them printed, and do all the hard work that goes behind it. I understand that. So that's why it's always, you're always going to have a job, because people are always going to have bad credit. Not everyone is going to be as savvy to just wanna or have time to do what goes with credit repair. So just shout out to all my credit repair agents out there. Don't shoot me, because we all in the same boat. Don't get mad because I'm dropping knowledge. It's all love. But yes, we send letters, and within these letters, you know what we do? We challenge the original documentation that these creditors are supposed to supply and give to the credit reporting agencies, such as Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. So, at the rare, the rare case, these guys have the original documentation with your handwriting on it saying that this debt is yours. But let's highlight the fact that I said that was rare. Everything is digitalized. The digital world is now. So for everybody that had a bad start, this is your time to shine. This is your chance to start over and get everything situated. And this is not a sales pitch. I'm telling you what you need to do. Do you understand now? Send a letter. And basically within the letter, you know, and if you were to sign up with my agency, we do have these letters pre-typed. My bad. I messed up. This is new. It's my first episode, and I'm going to keep every mess up, and I'm probably going to ramble, and guess what? I'm going to leave it because it's that real. So, we were talking about the letters that we send to the credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. So, we basically challenge them with the law, and you have your rights. People can lie on you all day. How do they know that's your debt? Do they have the original documentation showing that that debt is yours? Your John Hancock, your signature on anything? Do the credit repairing agencies have that document? A lot of the times they don't. And that's what's within the letter. We're asking them. We're abiding by the 609 Credit Reporting Act. And due to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, they should show us or send us copies of the original documentation stating that this is our debt. This is my student loan. This is my mortgage. This is my bankruptcy. This is my whatever. I don't care what it is. This is my collections. This is my medical bill. All of that information. These letters are sent shadowing that and testing everything negative on your account. We're not saying that it's not yours, so you're not lying. You're just making sure that they are abiding by the rules and the laws and that they have the proper documentation due to the 609 Credit Reporting Act. Let's drop a bomb one time. Pause mine. Everything can be deleted. No, for real, man. Like, nah. Todd, on everything. Bro, I've seen child supports deleted. Student loans went from $60,000 to like $2,000. This girl named Jayla. Shout out Jayla Lane from Naptown. What's up? Dude, we started at like a five something. After like, I think it was like two or three letters we sent. And we got her score. I believe it was like 150 point boost off three letters. It was 150 point boost. And then like after a while, she's at a 700, like dead ass simple. And a lot of people don't know this information. And once again, if you were to sign up with the crew, you know, and want to get in and learn how to do all this and start your own credit repair business, because you'll be a credit repair pro, we're going to make sure you get all the knowledge and education that you need to get where you need to go. If you want to join that, all you got to do is just drop us an email at support@upperclassmarketing.com. Excuse me. Once again, that's support@upperclassmarketing.com. That simple. And we teach you the trades. And we got my homie Ant down in Florida. He's going to teach everybody everything. That's my guy. He's 100 with it. He's going to fly up here to my city real soon. We're hosting an event. I will be dropping more information on it. I just want to get a couple more signups and get some people that's really on the same path that we're chose and what we're choosing to go with helping our block. You know what I'm saying? So the ultimate thing, my mentor Russ Clark, this is what he told me like last week, swear to God. We were just catching up. I got in contact with him off LinkedIn. If you are a business person, I do advise that you get on LinkedIn, because that is how you just gravitate and build relationships and connections with people who are doing whatever it is that you're doing. So if you have any questions, why not ask? It's enough people in the world and a lot of good people within the world. Everybody is out here to help everybody. It's just, you know, it's like the positive flow is so high. And if you ever need anybody to talk to about anything, I can get you in touch with the right people. Just hit us up at support@upperclassmarketing.com. So once again, yeah, back to where I was going with things. These letters are real. And while you're sending off the letters, you're challenging inquiries, you're getting things deleted. And at that point, once you meet the mass deletion of everything, at that point, you want to attack trade lines. And I'm going to leave on that tip. That's the end of this part of the show. I want to see what type of response I get off of this show. And the next show, we can tap into what really goes into effect and how you really get your grind on with the personal credit. And then we're gonna jump in, and then I'm gonna talk to all the entrepreneurs and all the business people and all the brands that's ready to brand themselves as a business and you know, get vehicles in your business's name and things of that nature. You know, people that want to listen and advance in life on that tip. When y'all want to listen to that, that's what we're gonna get to. So yeah, let me know how you think about this this part of the show. Drop some comments. Hit me on Instagram first off, because that's where I'm building that right now, and I'm building a large platform, and I'm using it as leverage for anybody who does any type of music or any type of business. And if you're in the urban area, you kind of get like a step up, just because that's just who I gravitate towards for whatever reason. People more so from the urban area contact me, but we still got all type of followers and people that support us in all type of ways, in different shapes, different sizes, different racial backgrounds. So we are not one of them type of radio stations. I just want to get that in the clear. We're here to help people grow and learn. That's it. All the other stuff, I let other people deal with that. I stay in my lane, and my lane is help the world. So talk to y'all later, man. Follow me on Instagram at itsmarquise and follow the company website at Upper Class Marketing. Let's go.